Can you do me a favor, Tony, and let's go ahead and go speaker off? Yeah.
Jack it off.
This is not the type of place.
There's a lot of people looking at you, though.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry.
Dancing with the Stars.
You know what I'm saying? This is not the story for this place.
Definitely not.
Okay. We got to go speaker off here.
Yeah.
Let's just discuss pizza for a minute.
So the New York Times hit another one out of the park today. And as the opening line states, after years of unsubstantiated rumors about Louis C.K. masturbating in front of associates, finally we know that the rumors are substantiated and that the rumors are fact. And it's not pretty, especially since last night we learned that his film, I Love You, Daddy, which is scheduled to be released next week.
Yeah, in selected theaters, I think, maybe like five or six, or selected cities, New York obviously being one of them.
So he was supposed to be on a couple of different late-night talk shows. They both canceled, or his, I don't know who canceled, them
he
or
did,
him.
I think.
Because in anticipation of this article.
Yeah, he's not ready to answer questions, I don't believe.
The movie I Love You, Daddy is about this rich guy, Hollywood mogul, and it's got a very Woody Allen vibe to it. It's black and white. And
it looks amazing. I've seen the full trailer for this, and it looks really good, and the cast is good. He filmed it in secret. He funded it himself. He directed it, edited. I mean, you know how he does his stuff. All in-house, all done by him, full control.
But, it's not about him. It's about an older man who dates his daughter, 17 or 18-year-old girl.
I believe she's 17. He's in his late 60s.
Yes.
And she's trying to break into the business as an actress, and this guy that she's interested in, or who is interested in her, is a very, very powerful Hollywood producer,
right,
I believe.
And it's creepy as hell. And there's also a scene in there where a character pretends to masturbate at length in front of other people. So, it's, you know, a controversial film in that regard, and now these stories. So, back in 2005, we'll just kind of go in chronological order here. Maybe the first one started in 2002. And it started with the Chicago comedy duo Dana Min Goodman and Julia Wolof. And this is the one that we've heard about before. All right? We've heard the rumors about this one.
All right.
Where that comedy duo, was at the U.S. Comedy Arts Festival in Aspen when he invited them to hang out in his hotel room for a nightcap after their late night show.
Well, there's a couple chicks, right?
Yes, Dana and Julia.
Okay.
And they, according to the article, they didn't think twice. The bars were closed. They wanted to party because they had their big break. They loved Louis. They thought he was, you know, a guy that they looked up to.
That'd be awesome.
They say as soon as they sat down in his room, he asked if he could take out his ween. They thought it was a joke, and they started laughing until he did it and started going at it. Like, he was already prepared for this moment.
When you say prepared, you mean
I gotta go get it right now.
He was already happy. And they said that they were, like, in such shock that they were laughing out loud, holding each other, looking at each other, just going, what is happening here? Then in 2003, a woman named Abby Shatner called Louis C.K. to invite him to one of her comedy shows. And she said that while they were on the phone at that time, she could hear him doing that same thing and asking her all types of questions about what she likes and what she's wearing and everything. And finally she's like,
Lord,
what are you doing? What's happening in this conversation where I invited you to a comedy show? Then let's see, let's go fast forward here. to... Oh, God, what is it?
It's a matter.
I'm trying to find the last one in this Times article. Okay, 2005, another actress was performing as a performer and producer on a TV pilot, which was the Chris Rock show, I do believe. Mm-hmm,
correct.
And she said that he leaned close to her face and said, "Can I ask you something?" To which she said, "Yes." And he said, "Would you like to go to my dressing room so I can masturbate in front of you?" To which she said,
"Yes."
"No, you can't." She said his face got red, and then he told her, quote, "Sorry, I have issues."
Yeah, that's the problem here. Because let's just look at what the kink really is, all right? If his kink is simply doing that in front of women, there's not anything wrong with that. The problem is he did it from a position of power.
Yeah.
So is his kink really that, or is his kink forcing these women because of his power to watch him do that? Because if that's what his kink is, I don't have a problem with it. Do it with your girlfriend or someone who is willing that you don't lord power over or pay a professional, right?
Right. And the thing is that it's not like he's like the first, like the comedy duo. Mm-hmm. Okay, imagine being in that room.
I mean, these are colleagues.
You're sitting there having a wine spritzer and talking about the show or whatever, and then he asks that. What is your reaction? It is laughter. This is Louis C.K.
Yeah, you think he's joking.
Yes.
And they did, initially.
That this is somehow funny.
Right. And they didn't even give him permission. It's just they laughed about it, so he thought, well, okay, let's go.
Nobody ever said, whoa, you're really going to do this, huh?
Well, they were in such shock. I mean, imagine the shock. There was also...
Please tell me what size he is.
Another woman who she worked with, or I'm sorry, who he worked with, who said that Louis had seen photos of her on her boyfriend's desk. I guess that they had worked together on one of these sitcoms, and told her that he thought she was cute. She said she heard the blinds coming down. Then he slowly started telling her his fantasies, breathing heavily, talking softly. And then she realized that he was, again, doing that act. And the call went on for several minutes. As she says, "I definitely wasn't encouraging it. I wanted to believe it wasn't happening, but it was."
Mm.
All these stories...
She was like, there at the time, or was this on the phone?
This was on the phone. He'll do it on the phone. Mm-hmm. He'll do it in front of you. He'll do it wherever.
Okay, well, on the phone, it's easy enough just to hang up, isn't it, if you're not into it?
Well, that's the thing. It depends on if you're afraid that this guy could make a career decision for you one day, right?
Right.
That's what this is all about.
It's the same thing with all these producers and directors. Same concept.
Yeah.
If you do hang up, then you're like, wait, I'm not going to get invited to the Aspen Comedy Festival or whatever.
Right.
Whatever the heck it is. Yeah. And, so the list goes on, and I guess he reached out to one of these women on Facebook and basically apologized to them and said that he was going through a difficult time in his life. Yeah. He said, "Last time I talked to you, it ended in a sordid fashion. That was a bad time in my life, and I'm sorry." That was to one of the women. She said she accepted his apology, told him she forgave him. And by the way, the New York Times, I don't know how they found out all these names, but it sounds like that it was one of those, look, so-and-so's talking, so they're telling their story. Are you willing to tell your story?
Yeah.
And they all got in contact, and they're like, all right, are we all doing this together?
Yeah.
We're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's going to have a really difficult time selling this, or making this movie count, if you will.
Might not be the right time for him.
I think he'll probably end up shelving this film, put it away for a while. And the thing is, anybody can survive this. I do believe that it's him, mainly because If you've ever seen him, and we've seen him a million times, I saw the guy 16 years ago when he was a relative nobody at the Improv, shook his hand, talked to him for a minute, and I was completely unimpressed with him as a human being, as far as this isn't somebody I'd ever want to hang out with.
Right.
Incredibly guarded, incredibly almost smug and insecure. But he does offer some semblance of transparency as being a fallible human when it comes to his sexual depravity.
And yeah, I think that I know.
He's what I'm saying, though, if anybody can survive this, and it's going to take incredible transparency, it's going to take identifying this addiction that he has, and it's going to take him reconciling the fact that he has two daughters that are not far away from the ages of these women that he's doing this to.
No, gross.
You know, and
God.
He's got how does he explain this to his daughters? He's got to do this very publicly. He can't just say, I'm going to rehab and I'm going to disappear for 6 months, because that's not who he is. This guy is incredibly transparent in his comedy. Maybe obviously not 100%, but who is in life with the public or with their art? I don't think anybody is. But he's pretty close. And I do think that if anybody can survive, it's going to take a massive amount of humility for him.
All these people.
This may be where that transparency changes.
All these people, you know.
Yeah, it's true. But also, I think that if anybody can do it out of the list of all these knuckleheads that are doing this crap, I think it's him. And I kind of hope that it is him, because I'd like to see somebody set the template on how to deal with this when you do get busted for being a dill.
Well, there is no template, because
each case is different. But at least, gosh, start something, you know?
Yeah, but there's no way to, you know, I don't want Brett Ratner to come back from this. I don't. I don't want Kevin Spacey to come back from this.
Well, I want them to come back. Look, I don't give a damn what happens in their careers. I do want them to get help and realize that what they're doing is wrong, and maybe it can help pose the question to other people that are like-minded in this thing, that are doing these things, to second-guess themselves and possibly get help before they commit these actions.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
This isn't going to shut things down.
I know what you're saying, but all I care about is their careers. I don't care about them as people, but I would like to see Louis C.K.'s career, which I've followed for a long time and enjoyed for a long time. I would like to see him be able to continue.
I would too, but I mean, you know, I know you like him more than you like Kevin Spacey, but do you want Kevin Spacey's career to take off again? I really don't. He's a freaking creep, man. These guys are weird creeps.
And there's enough great comedians.
His is more a case of him just being able to use his name.
His is illegal, too.
Yeah.
True.
But his is more of a case of him being able to use his name and his status over people who might aspire to higher places than they are right now, and use that to get over on them with the upshot for them being that he may be able to help them somewhere along the way.
Yeah, I don't care about the careers. I really don't. I mean, good for them if they're able to bounce back from this on a personal level and reestablish themselves as actors or comedians. But there's enough great actors in the world, there's enough great comedians in the world, that I'm not, that part of that thirst of mine is not going to starve because of the absence of Louis C.K. and Kevin Spacey.
No. By the way, speaking of Kevin Spacey, we got to hit this really quick, because his upcoming movie, which is an award season release, All the Money in the World, Ridley Scott directs it, and Mark Wahlberg, Michelle Williams star in it. It's about the J. Paul Getty grandson kidnapping that occurred a long time ago, but he plays J. Paul Getty, and now it's supposed to be released December 22nd. They're scrapping everything. Not only are they scrapping everything, they're taking him out of the movie, Kevin Spacey, altogether, reshooting all his scenes with Christopher Plummer playing the part of J. Paul Getty. That's the links that this movie studio, Ridley Scott, and whoever is releasing this are saying, we can't deal with this.
Yeah.
There's too much money. I guess Sony backed this. There's too much money that we have already in this. It's worth it to take out another $50 million to take this guy out and reshoot it with another guy. And you know what? They're right. Because no one would go see this.
Yeah. I mean, you got to do it.
Yes. And you've already paid everything, so you might as well start over from scratch.